We're
All
good.
right, good morning, everyone. This is the August 4th, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. And my name is Andy Kotkamp, and I've been appointed by the Chelan County Board of Commissioners, and my job is to render decisions on various various applications that are authorized to come before me, which include wetland variances and zoning variances. That's what we have on the agenda for today. Now, I consider any testimony and evidence presented at today's hearing, as well as all the written materials that are already on file in order to make my decision. Now, the hearing process does have certain rules, but I still try to conduct these meetings in a relaxed and informal manner, but we still have a process we're going to use. Now, for each item, staff will present their report and make whatever recommendations that they wish to make. Then the applicant or the applicant's representative is given an opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. The applicant does have the burden of proof to show compliance with all of the applicable rules and regulations. Then if somebody from the public came to testify on a matter, they'll be given that opportunity to do so. If any member of the public is here, this is not a question and answer period. This is a time for you to present your testimony as regarding evidence and facts as to how a project does or does not comply with the applicable rules and regulations. If there is any testimony in opposition to the project, I'll give the applicant an opportunity to submit whatever rebuttal testimony they wish to make. Because the applicant has the burden of proof, the applicant gets the last opportunity to present their testimony and evidence. Now, if you are going to testify, we'll have you unmute yourself, and then I will ask you to state your name and address, and then I will swear you in as a witness. Once again, I'd ask that you keep your testimony relevant to this application we're talking about and not to other issues beyond the scope of the proposal. If you have anything that you want to submit in writing, we can make those arrangements. I have the opportunity to, I have the discretion to keep the record open if I think there's a need for additional written testimony to be submitted. But in any event, my written decision will be made within 10 working days after I close the public record. Now, except as provided by the Chelan County Code regarding requests for reconsideration or request to reopen a hearing, my decision on both of these matters will be final and conclusive unless they are appealed. Both appeals will be heard by what's called a land use petition action. They have to be filed within 21 days of the date of the issuance of my decision. And if the appeal is not timely filed, the appeal would be barred. The bottom line is that if you're considering an appeal of any of my decisions, you should seek immediate legal advice. Now, I've reviewed both items on today's agenda. I don't have any interest in either of the properties or the proposals to be heard today, and I'll be able to fairly and objectively consider each item. And then outside of receiving and reviewing the staff report for each item, along with all the attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all of the noticing documents, all of the SEPA documents, there are comments that have come through. I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file. Got myself mixed up there. Other than receiving and reviewing those items that I just identified, I've not had any communication regarding either of the items that are on today's agenda. So those representations, if there's anybody here today who objects to my participation as a hearing examiner for either item, you need to state so at this time. All right, thanks for your patience. And we'll turn to the first item on today's agenda. This is an application, given application number WV20-004, along with the Habitat Management and Mitigation Plan application 20-004. Now, these are applications for a wetland variance and a habitat management and mitigation plan in order to construct a single family residence with an attached garage and a driveway and lawn area and other improvements on property that is located within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application materials. Now, for the record, I will admit into the record that staff report, all of the attachments to the staff report, which included all of the application materials, all the noticing documents, the comments that have come through, the SEPA documents, noticing documents, I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to Ms. Strother for the staff presentation.
Mr. Kotkamp, do you mind if we swap with the first agenda item and the second? It doesn't look like anyone from the applicant's side has shown up yet.
All right, then I don't have a problem with that. So we will continue that hearing until the end of the agenda item. We'll now turn to The second item on the agenda, which is a variance application given application number VAR 21-056. This is an application for a variance to reduce the required front and rear yard setbacks for the future construction of a residence relating to property located again within Chelan County that is more specifically described in the staff report as well as in the application material. And for this item as well, I will admit into the record a staff report, all of the application materials, the noticing documents, the comments that have come through, the SEPA documents. I'll admit all those items. Indeed, I will admit the entire planning staff file into the record at this time by this reference and turn this matter over to Mr. White for the staff presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Trotkamp. So variance 21056 is an application to vary the setback from the front property line of from 55 feet to 45 feet from the center line of SR 150, and then also vary the rear setback from 20 feet to 5 feet in order to construct a single family residence. The subject property is within the rural waterfront zoning district and is currently vacant. The proposed use is similar to other uses on neighboring properties. Several neighboring properties enjoy a 5-foot rear setback. However, no properties were found that enjoyed a reduced setback from SR 150. Public Works did not have any objection to the variance request. No agency comments were received that objected to the proposed variance. However, there were several public comments that were received that objected to the proposed variance. Staff has reviewed the application materials and the comments for consistency with applicable codes and regulations. And as conditions, staff recommends the approval of varying the 20-foot rear setback to 5 feet, but recommends denial of varying the front yard setback from 55 feet to 45 feet from the center line of SR 150.
All right, thank you very much. I have reviewed the item, or reviewed the materials several times, so I am familiar with this project and I don't have any questions for staff. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
I don't believe the applicant is on the Zoom call.
All right, was the applicant given notice of the date, place, and manner of the hearing?
Yes, they were, and their agent was as well.
Okay, so we'll turn this matter then over to the public. I see some names. I'll just call on you on the order that is on my screen. Carolyn Johnson, did you wish to provide a testimony on this matter?
Yes, I do.
All right, would you state your name and an address, and then I will swear you in under oath.
Carolyn Johnson, and the address is 47 Kalen Lane, Manson.
All right, I'll take your word for it. Would you raise your right hand for me?
Yes.
And do you certify or declare under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. And what would you like to tell me?
I'm concerned about access onto 150. As it is right now, it's hazardous. It happens to be a straight stretch along that part of the highway. And many times people will pass, and the site is very difficult now. And with a home that much closer to the highway, it will be even more hazardous. And so that's my main concern.
All right. Thank you very much for coming today. I appreciate it. The person who's identified as Pete, did you wish to provide any testimony today? Pete, if you want to testify, you need to unmute yourself.
Yes, please. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah.
And your name and address, please.
P. Peter Storsley. Address is 25 Kalen Lane, Manson, Washington.
And how do you spell your last name, sir?
Storaasli.
All right, Mr. Storsley, I'm going to also have you raise your right hand.
Yes, sir.
Do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes, sir, I do.
All right, thank you. And sir, what do you want to tell me about this project?
Well, I'm the property, we own the property that is adjacent south toward the lake from between the Highway 150 and the lake. And regarding Carolyn Johnson's comment that another home here would be possibly, you know, more of a problem, I'm not sure if that, I agree with that, because it's just another, a lot of cars come up and down the same driveway. So it would indeed be more cars coming up, but I don't see how it'd be any more dangerous. But this is a small lot that the Zinnies are requesting a variance on. And I think they have a fairly small project in mind, not a big home there, is what I've, my understanding. So I don't see a problem with that. And it's a small lot. The setback from the highway, I think, is going to be a tough one, because that's an agricultural setback and the people across the street with the orchard are not on board with that. But the setback to the west, where if he wants to get it down to a 5-foot setback, I think that, I don't see any problem with that, because our property, and I have actually sent photos in on this, our property is a 5-foot setback. We're adjacent. The next property down, Mrs. Johnson's, also is set back about 5 feet from her home to the property line. And the Zinni's property, where they're asking for the setback, is bordered by a very tall row of, I guess it's arborvitae or some big hedge, where I don't see the impact that it would have on the Campbell property, which is directly to the east. So I'm in favor of that setback being allowed, but I don't really have any comment on the setback that runs, you know, parallel to Highway 150. And all along Highway 150, there are 5-foot setbacks either had that have been allowed or just were built that way over the years, on these, you know, the lines that run north and south, which is the 5-foot that he's asking for. So I just don't see any problem with that particular setback. I think that should be allowed. That's pretty much what I have to say.
All right. Well, thank you very much for coming today. I appreciate that. We'll go to the next person, Lucas McComas. Did you want to present testimony on this matter?
No, I'm referenced the wetland variance.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And Chris Becker, did you wish to provide testimony on this matter?
I do.
All right. Can I have you state your name and an address for me, please?
My name is Chris Becker. I live at 44 Kalien Lane.
All right, sir. Once again, I'll take your word for it. Please raise your right hand. And do you certify or declare under penalty of perjury of the laws of the state of Washington that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Becker, what would you like to tell me about this project?
First, I just want to express my disappointment about how the lot has been used this summer, as there's been a menagerie of trailers and rental boats and trailers parked there. We've had to work with people to unblock the driveway already. That there's a street sign that is on this lot, and that it has disappeared under the ownership of the current owners. And that the vegetation and the land has already been graded as if the setback variance has been granted. I do want to make a point on the sewer infrastructure. The previous owner of my home, who developed my property, which is next to lot 3 and the easement that is on the driveway, the person who developed it, to his knowledge, all lots in the neighborhood are serviced by a shared sewer ejector that is on my property behind the tennis court. There's a commercial power meter, 101783, that I had to move into my name, and that is billed to me. So in my understanding is that when lot two was constructed, it caused downstream impact to properties, my property and to the property next to mine due to the increased sewer usage. So I'm opposed to adding another lot, another house to the sewer line that goes through what I, to my understanding, is a shared infrastructure that I have to support for the entire neighborhood. I'm opposed to the 15-foot setback from the highway because of the compromise of safety requires to do so. There's already a hazard on the left side of the driveway, which is the utility pole, which is within that 15 feet. So I see no reason to use that as precedent to reduce the visibility in the other direction, especially as it will require the neighborhood to use my property to safely make right turn. They would need to shift farther to the left of the driveway, which would be outside the 15-foot easement. I'm opposed to the 5-foot backyard setback because of the house size. And I'm sorry.
Just a second. Mr. Dirksy, yeah, please keep yourself muted. And Pete, if you could as well, we're getting a lot of background noise for some reason.
Okay.
Please continue, Mr. Becker.
I'm opposed to the 5-foot backyard setback because of the house size it creates with no usable outdoor space. There's only one other parcel I could find in the Manson Rural Waterfront that is as small as lot one and lot two, and that is 68 Viking Lane. And that house is one bedroom. Lot two, which was used as precedent, has three bedrooms. And I think that was an error in approving setbacks for that house because it allowed for a short-term rental that hosts up to 12 people, which has impacted our neighborhood for the last few years. Renters try to fit like four cars or boat trailers in that drive in lot two's driveway, which is longer than lot one's proposed. And that encroaches upon the easement and causes people to use my property to navigate the rest of the neighborhood. So I believe that the house that is proposed, which it looks to be bigger than lot two's house, is oversized for the plot. My last point is that construction needs to keep all equipment on lot one and not encroach beyond the 15-foot easement that would then cause it to be on my property, which is my half of the driveway. If that can't be accommodated or it's going to be difficult to like move, you know, trailers in, they would need to use more space. They would need a, you know, easement on my property, or they can build, you know, directly off of Highway 150. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Mr. Becker. All right, as I look here now, I don't see anybody else that hasn't testified on this matter, but is there anybody else here that wants to testify on this matter?
I do have a couple other items I'd like to address.
I just wanted to make sure that there's no member of the public, and not hearing any, then we'll turn back to staff. Okay, Mr. White.
So just to clarify a couple items that people have brought up, the setback from Killian Lane would only be 5 feet for any development of this property because it is an access easement. So they would not have a 25-foot setback from Killian Lane. It would just be 5 feet. The other item that I wanted to address is as far as like water and sewer availability, those issues would be reviewed at time of building permit submittal, and all building permits prior to approval need to have approval from the, would they have to have approval from the Lake Chelan Reclamation District prior to issuance of building permits. And I think those are only two items I wanted to clarify.
All right. Thank you very much. I note for the record that the applicant apparently is still not present here today, nor is the agent. So what I'm going to do is I am going to close the public record portion of this hearing. And folks, I appreciate you coming and testifying today. I will have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. Thank you again. So now we'll turn to the last item on the agenda. This is the wetland variance given application number 20-004 and Habitat Management Mitigation Plan 20-004. I've already admitted items into the record at this on this matter, and now we'll turn this matter over to Ms. Strafford.
Thank you. And thank you for moving the items around. This is an application for a wetland variance to reduce the associated wetland buffer for construction of a single family residence, attached garage, driveway, and lawn area. The subject property contains a category 2 wetland that holds a protective buffer of 100 feet. The application proposes to reduce a portion of the category 2 wetland buffer from 100 feet to 30 feet for the proposed residential development. As indicated on the revised site plan date stamped June 9th, 2021, the remaining portions of the wetland buffer would retain the 100-foot buffer. The proposed development would have a building footprint of approximately 5,516 square feet. Let's see, the original staff report indicated that the subject property was within a geologically hazardous area for erosive soil. The property is not in floodplain area, which is incorrect. The revised staff report has been adjusted to reflect the changes. A geo site assessment is not necessary, but staff recommends that the applicant obtain a flood development permit for the proposed development.
Is that the staff report? Does it say revised on it? The one that I have just says staff report. Is there a revised condition of approval? Maybe I can look and see if that proposed condition of approval is in there. I just want to make sure I have the right staff report.
Oh, no, I don't know, Molly did it, so.
I will check and make sure that you have the corrected one. Molly did it.
Oh, okay, all right, thank you.
I'll put everything on Molly. She's not here.
All right.
But I will definitely make sure that you have the most recent staff report. I do believe that Jay and Lucas have that staff report as well. And if they don't, I will make sure that they have it as well. During the public comment period, the Department of Ecology expressed concerns regarding the mitigation sequencing and the proposed location. In response, the applicant submitted a letter to the county revising the habitat management and mitigation plan to decrease the size of the impacted area and increase the amount of mitigation and remediation area. Staff has reviewed the application materials for consistency with all the applicable codes and regulations, which are further identified in the staff report. Based on these findings and the agency comments received, staff recommends approval with conditions.
All right. Thank you very much for picking this one up. We'll turn to the applicant now. Is the applicant ready to proceed?
Yes, I am.
All right, sir, can you state your name and an address for the record?
It's Lucas McComas. Address is 23750 Little Wenatchee Road.
All right, Mr. McComas, if you'd raise your right hand for me, and do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be true?
I do.
All right, thank you. And sir, you indicated you are the applicant and property owner, is that correct?
I'm the applicant. The property technically still is in my parents' name. We were waiting to complete all this before transferring it.
So are you authorized to appear and speak on behalf of the property owner, your parents?
I am.
All right. Now, what would you like to tell me?
I'm just here to answer any questions. If there was anyone on here with any issues with the project, as far as the wetland, or the floodplain, we can do that study. We had the property surveyed several years ago. The building site is outside the 500-year floodplain, which is marked by stakes out in the field.
So regarding all the proposed conditions of approval, you don't have the you as an applicant don't have any objection to those?
I do not. We've completed all the objections. The cultural survey, I contacted the person who performed it. He said he was finishing up the report, but there were no issues he found as far as the Colville Indian Tribe conditions.
All right. Okay, anything else you'd like to add?
No, that's everything. Thank you.
I see Mr. Dirksey's here. Did you want Mr. Dirksey to testify on behalf of the applicant? I don't have any questions for him, Mr. McComas, but it's, I'm sure you're the one that's hired him, so it's just a matter of whether you want him to testify as well.
Only if he has anything he'd like to add to it.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Hearing Examiner. I'll add a few things, and thank you so much for accommodating me in the schedule.
I'll have you state your name and address, and then I'm going to put you under oath.
Okay. My name is Jay Dirks, 12491 Shore Street, Leavenworth, Washington, 98826.
All right, Mr. Dirks, if you'd raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm under penalty of perjury that any testimony you give today will be the truth?
I do.
All right, thank you. What would you like to tell me?
Just to emphasize that the applicant has, in response to ecology's concerns, has greatly reduced the footprint of the impact in response. And in addition to the you know compensatory mitigation that's proposed, there's a about 11,000 square feet of planting of the buffer kind of supplemental plantings in response to ecology's concerns. And just again to emphasize that the applicant has done everything ecology has requested, and ecology is now in support of the project. So that's mainly what I wanted to emphasize, that the applicant has done everything, that he has addressed all concerns of the project.
Okay. Is there anything else, Mr. Dirks, that you'd like to provide?
No, that's it.
All right. Thank you very much. I note for the record that there are no members of the public here today. Is there anything further from staff?
No, sir. I will look to make sure that you receive the revised staff report.
All right. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. Yep. So what I'm going to do, Mr. McComas, Mr. Dirks, is I'm going to close the public record portion of this hearing at this time. I'll have a written decision made within the next 10 working days. And there are no other items on today's agenda. So I'm now going to adjourn this August 4, 2021 meeting of the Chelan County Hearing Examiner. And I thank you all for attending. This meeting is now adjourned. Have a good week.
Thank you.
You too.
Bye-bye.